A rift is opening up between Mayor Bloomberg and City Council Speaker Christine Quinn. The two have worked closely before, but they're sharply disagreeing over council legislation now that would create an independent monitor for the NYPD. At an unrelated press conference yesterday, Mayor Bloomberg opened by sharply criticizing the Inspector General bill.
We cannot afford to play election year politics with the safety of our city, and we cannot afford to roll back the progress of the past 20 years. Make no mistake about it, this bill jeopardizes that progress and will put the lives of New Yorkers and our police officers at risk.
Not long after, Quinn held her own press conference, and most of the questions were about the mayor's comments, including one about whether it helps her to be facing off with the mayor on this issue.
It's irrelevant. I mean, the mayor's going to have whatever position he's going to have, and I'm going to have whatever position I'm going to have. I mean, I've been saying for months that I thought more legal infrastructure was needed around stop, question, and frisk.
WNYC's Bridget Bergen has been covering the speaker this week, and she joins me now. Good morning, Bridget.
Good morning.
So at the press conference yesterday, did Speaker Quinn seem prepared for the intensity of the mayor's remarks?
Well, Sotiris, let's just to set the stage a little bit. This is a weekly event before the pre-stated council meeting. So the speaker knows she's going to get a lot of questions on whatever the hot topic is. It tends to run a little bit late. Yesterday, it was an hour late. Her office knew this was going to be the question that everyone wanted to talk about. She had 9 to 10 other council members standing there behind her just to go through what the issues were going to be on the agenda for the meeting. She faced close to 15 minutes of questions about the Inspector General bill and the mayor's reaction to it. He had spoken at length just hours before at an unrelated event, recalling New York's bad old days, you know, sort of painting the portrait of a New York at a time when crime was high, and reminding New Yorkers that his administration has brought crime down. He's got a legacy to protect, and he was really fierce. Quinn was ready, but she looked weary.
Now, overall, you know, Speaker Quinn has been careful not to distance herself too much from Mayor Bloomberg. Why now, and why on this push for a police watchdog?
You know, when Quinn was asked about the timing of the Inspector General bill, she was very matter-of-fact. She said this was part of a package of bills introduced by two of her members over the summer, and that they had been working since then. They had just reached an agreement on the IG bill this week. But the stop and frisk trial is going on this week, and Quinn is certainly trying to stake out a really specific, more nuanced position on the NYPD's use of the practice. There's this little mayor's race going on. You might have heard about it. And, you know, this is a chance for her to get ahead of her Democratic opponents and not get attacked from the left. She has to go to these mayoral forums almost every day, every night.
Hasn't Speaker Quinn embraced Police Commissioner Ray Kelly saying she would appoint him if she was elected mayor? How does that fit in with all this?
Absolutely. Quinn has said repeatedly that either she or whoever would be the next mayor would be lucky to have Kelly on as their commissioner. This statement goes over really well with business leaders who support Kelly. But supporting Kelly isn't always a popular position when you're out at some of, you know, these mayoral forums. I was out on Tuesday night at a forum on public safety in Jamaica, Queens. And again, she stated that she would support Kelly. However, she then was able to also say that she did think that he had over-relied massively on the use of stop and frisk. And she goes on to say that just because she doesn't agree with everything that he's done doesn't mean that they can't work together. So this bill gives her an opportunity to satisfy the needs of folks who think the NYPD needs a watchdog, but also stand behind Kelly, which goes over well with a different constituency.
So on this bill, on an independent monitor, the Democrats running for mayor seem to, by and large, agree with Quinn. How about the Republicans?
Again, this goes to show how they are really, you know, the differences are emerging between the Democrats and Republicans running for office. Former MTA Joe Loda, who's running for Republican nomination, was also at that mayoral forum I mentioned. He is unequivocally against the idea of an inspector general. He says, you know, the mayor's in charge of overseeing the police commissioner, who's in charge of running the police department.
And briefly to wrap up, what's next for the inspector general bill?
Quinn said that they're nailing down the language of the bill. We should see a version of it next week. And then from there, the council will pass it. Most likely the mayor will override it or veto it, and the council will override that. So she'll be doing her job while also running for office. It'll be something that we will have to watch and see how it all unfolds.
WNYC's Bridget Bergen, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.